Sergeant Hyde here again. Well, guess what? No, guess. Okay, fine, I'll tell you. One of the little battery bars went away in my recorder last night. Yeah, can you believe it? So now I have 2 more bars of battery life left. I guess that makes it seem like I have some sort of a deadline, which I've always hated, but that's where I stand now. Anyway, these last couple days since the last recording have been fairly uneventful. I've mainly been tooling around the outskirts of the city, just looking around some of the outlying farms and their barns and just that whole area. I found a whole lot of hay, but that's about it. I also realized something pretty interesting is I haven't been recording anything all that exciting, you know? And I keep thinking about the things that I need to say on these recordings. Something that'll make a future impact. And it's funny because there's so many times when I think about it during the day while I'm doing something else, like gathering wood for a fire or something along those lines. And I think about what I want to say when I sit down and record. And when I sit here, I turn this thing on and it's just blank. So I am going to work on that. Even if I never find anyone else, even if I'm it now, it'd still be nice to one day listen back on these. And especially the first few recordings of my first few days here. And maybe I can laugh at how boring and crazy I am. So that's why I haven't recorded in 4 days. Today is day 13, and most of the last few days have been spent stewing over my revelations from last week. No pun intended, of course. But seriously, my opinion hasn't changed. I still think that something is up here, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I know I say that just about every day, but this is it. But it's like I've said before, if I want to discover anything exciting or interesting, I need to go out and find it myself. So I finally ventured out beyond my comfort zone. And right now, I'm a few miles away from where I first woke up, which was almost 2 weeks ago now. Can you believe that? I stopped at a house in the middle of nowhere out here just to rest for the night. And since I refused to break in anywhere, I tried the front door first, of course, and, well, guess what? It was actually unlocked. But honestly, that didn't even really matter, since the entire back of the house is pretty much ripped off. But still, it's the principle of the thing, right? So there's a bed here that I found. Seems relatively clean, so that's a very welcome change. It's my first real bed sleep in a while. Believe it or not, it's much better than that leather couch that I thought I'd miss. I mean, that thing was nice, but it squeaked a lot when I moved, and it was, to be honest, it wasn't the best night's sleep I've ever had. But I think tomorrow morning I might just search through the barn outside. There's a pretty nice sized pole barn out there, and I want to see if there's any sort of a workshop with any sort of tools or anything like that for me to check out. Of course, I'm not going to break into it. I just want to make sure it's open first. What happened was my shopping cart has already busted a wheel. So I'm going to see what I can do about fixing that, or maybe even finding something else that'll work a little bit better than hauling that cart around. I did have an idea, though. I imagine what I can do is I... What was that? Hold on a second. I heard something downstairs, I think. Hold on. I'm gonna go check it out. I hope this recorder picked that up because it was like a... some kind of a crash. Oh, there it was again. I think it was downstairs. I'm gonna check it out. Hello? Is anybody out there? Hey! Who's out there? Hey! My name is Evan Hyde. I don't mean you any harm. Please just show your face. I'm not armed. I saw some sort of a shadow, and it seems like they were crawling low to the ground, low to the floor. Hell, it could have been a dog or something, I don't know. It was right around that size. I don't think it was big enough to be a deer. I don't know. Hey! Is anyone out there? Hey, I have some food. You want something to eat? That didn't work. Okay. I'm going to turn this off for a second so I can have both hands free because I need it right now. I can't defend myself with just one hand, so I'm going to turn this off and be right back when I find out what's going on. Well, it's about an hour later, and I didn't find anything. And it's way too dark outside to see anything, and whatever it was, it probably ran out into the fields anyway. In the back of this house, there's a field. I don't know what kind of field, but it's overgrown and tall. And I think I saw that's where it went. I think that's... This has just caught me by surprise. I need to gather my wits. I wasn't expecting this at all. But you know, this changes everything so drastically. I don't know. I'm going to head back inside the house now and just try to think of some sort of game plan. I'll be right back. Evan Hyde here again. This is so incredibly exciting. You know, this means that there's something else out there. And it means that I'm not it. And, I mean, do you realize that this changes everything so drastically? Well, it does mean a few things. I'm starting to reconsider my stand on looting now. I think I do need to go find me some sort of protection because who knows what that noise was. It was certainly alive, I know that, and it was certainly moving. But was it good or evil? I think that's the question. But I do know that my priorities have just changed. In the morning, when I have daylight on my side, I'm going to venture out a little bit more into that field, and I'm going to see if I can see any signs of anything. And then I need to go look for some sort of a weapon to defend myself in case... whatever that was, isn't friendly. I need to be careful, though, because if he or she or it is friendly, then I can't come across as being threatening. It's it's really difficult to prepare yourself for a situation where you have to be friendly or aggressively defensive. In a split second, you have to choose between the two based on the opposing party's actions. Again, though, that's thankfully something that my training has prepared me for in a situation like this. Okay, I've started mapping my points of interest on this sheet of paper here. So I will be spending the night here tomorrow night if I don't find anything else out right away. I'm not budging until I find out what that was. This is a milestone in my journey here, and I need to find out what that was. So I'll be back tomorrow to let you know what I found. Sergeant Hyde out. Okay, I've changed my mind. I heard something out in that field again, so it's time for Plan B. I ran back to the Main Street supermarket area where I started. There's a hardware store over here, and I'm going to get myself a shotgun or something for protection right now instead of later. Boy, I'm out of shape. I can't sleep through the night knowing that there's something else out there that could potentially cause me harm. So I knew that this area had this hardware store, and I knew that there's a weapon. There's got to be a weapon in this hardware store. Hang on a second. Okay, I'm inside the store now. It's really dark in here. I should probably grab a flashlight. See if any of these things work. That one's out. Get this next one. Why are all these things out? What is wrong with this place? I don't understand. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look around a little bit more. I know they got to have guns around here somewhere. Imagine up by the counter up here, they probably got some guns. Oh, what is that? Nice. I got a nice machete here. I think I'm going to grab that. Okay, I'm going to be right back. Well, strangely enough, I didn't find any guns at all, but I did find this machete. There's also a really nice camping backpack that I think I'm going to use instead of that shopping cart. That shopping cart was a horrible idea, but this backpack has a frame on it, so it'll be pretty nice on my back, and I can just carry the necessities. I don't really need to carry too much more. Also, I grabbed a small toolkit with some screwdrivers and a little ratchet set, things like that, and you never know when you might need something like that. So I grabbed that. But again, I don't want to bog myself down with useless crap. I only want to grab the necessity. So that's what I did pretty much. I grabbed a couple flashlights just in case I can find some working batteries, there's batteries all over in here. None of them work. I didn't try all of them, though. I threw some more in my backpack. I'm gonna try them later. I don't really have time right now. And yeah, I know. I realize I was all gung-ho before about not looting anything, and you're probably wondering why I changed my mind, but, you know, ethically speaking, that was a choice I made before, but this is different now. I need these things to survive, and I need these to defend myself, and that's the point I'm at now. No longer is it an issue of me being ethical, now it's an issue of me surviving. And I don't consider myself any worse of a person for snatching these things, okay? They don't belong to anyone anymore. And if someone asks me to pay for what I've taken or damaged, hey, I'd be glad to. It's just right now, this is a state of emergency for me. This is the true definition of martial law right now. I might just spend the night over at the old faithful leather couch tonight up in the office. And in the morning, like I said, when daylight comes back, I'll go investigate what I can over at that farmhouse. I hope whatever that was out there didn't leave, though. I'm at such a disadvantage right now in the dark that I can't see anything, and it's completely useless. But I will be back, of course, to let you know what I find tomorrow. So this is Sergeant Hyde, signing off.